So as Special Representative of the Secretary General to South Sudan, I've had the honor of briefing the Council this morning and gone through a closed session of discussions with Council members. I want to just make three points briefly. Firstly, South Sudan is in many ways at a crossroads at this point in time. We're seeing positive signs of development in the right direction. They are committed with a new cabinet to really make a difference in establishing a new deal and compact with the international community, and with performing with better delivery for their people. At the same time, of course, we have worrying developments in Jonglei, as well as also human rights violations and violations of the SOFA. These create concern. So they are at the crossroads, and at this point in time, it's very important how the international community relates to them and tries to assist South Sudan in moving in the right direction. The second point I wanted to make is basically the importance of the recent developments on accountability for human rights violations. In Pibor County, a series of measures have been taken, both on the ground, but also with convictions of SPLA soldiers that have been responsible for serious violations, such as murder and rape. And these convictions now show that the government is taking this seriously. This is positive. And my third message basically is that we are in a situation in the mission where we are supporting the government in core state-building functions. And one of the most critical areas, of course, is in security sector reform, where a lot of progress is being made in the police, but where we also would like to see more progress in other areas. Key to very many of these challenges is actually transformation of the security forces and to work with the government in making that happen, as well as in the protection of civilians. Those are my three points. And I can take questions, just two, actually, because I have to run.
I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you heard Ambassador Deng say this thing that he had received complaints about some UNMISS activities, and that he says that he raised it to USSRSG. Can you say a little bit about what the response is of UNMISS to that? And also, is there any update on the shooting down of the Russian helicopter? Has there been any accountability brought for it? Where does the situation stand after all this time?
First, on the latter issue, yes, there has been progress. Accountability is going to happen. The president has been clear about that, and we hope to see this be established quite soon. There is a committee under the auspices of the presidency that is now doing the final investigations on this. As regards the communication between the mission and the government, we have extensive consultations and communication. There's a joint implementation mechanism that has been meeting frequently and regularly. All our mission components are working very closely with South Sudanese counterparts. Information flow is absolutely shared, and I think these are particular concerns that have been raised, and there is a little bit of a list that I have taken and that I will address with the relevant government authorities. I've also requested to meet the particular committee that he was talking about to have a full briefing to them. I think there's a lot of misunderstandings about the mandate, not enough information about the mandate also within the government. So we will have a full briefing to this particular committee and make sure that all undersecretaries are on the same page and can also address any concerns they might have, and we can also sort out any misunderstandings. Any other question? I'm one, and then I have to leave. Okay.
The last one. I want to ask you. There was some lack of clarity about Akobo. About it seems that an UNMISS staff member tweeted out that there were Lou Noor gathering in Akobo to go elsewhere, and then everything has now disappeared from it. Is there some? Are you aware of this incident? And what do you say? I mean, I know that there were South Sudanese. So a governor said that there was something wrong with this style of reporting. Was there actually an underlying incident? And what can you say about it?
To my knowledge, the staff member has been told that tweeting incidents like that unverified is not what staff members of UNMISS are doing. And to my knowledge, the incident that was referred to is not an incident that was supposed to be reported. I'm not aware of the full facts on this, but clearly this was not an accurate report. Thank you.